This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump showed up on Monday for the first day of his civil trial in New York, where he's accused of inflating his holdings, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Donald Trump came in a side door. Still, that did not stop him from addressing media in the courthouse hallway, where Trump railed at the judge's pretrial decision that he engaged in fraud.
We're going to be here for months with a judge that already made up his mind. It's ridiculous.
But ever the optimist.
Other than that, things went very well.
Trump also blasted New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit.
No matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law.
James is seeking $250 million in penalties and a ban on Trump doing business in New York. Julie Walker, New York.
Serbia's top military officials say the army has reduced its troop presence near the border with Kosovo by nearly half, following reports from the U.S. and other governments of a mass military buildup. Over a week ago, a shootout in the area left four people dead, including a Kosovo police officer and three heavily armed Serbs, raising fears of instability in the volatile region. Scientists Catalin Carrico and Drew Weissman won the 2023 Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries enabling the development of COVID-19 vaccines, the award-giving body said on Monday. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus congratulated them.
Today is a great day for health, a great day for science, and a great day for vaccines. I offer my warmest congratulations to Dr. Catalin Carrico and Dr. Drew Weissman.
A Nobel board member said they saved